One of our shuyukh spoke out on the issue of homosexuality, Sheikh Hamza, may Allah protect him. He spoke out and he was silenced from speaking. We remember before what happened, that Sheikh Sakhalesh Far, Sheikh Farrukh, he spoke out on the issue of homosexuality and he simply said what Islam says in a just government. We're not talking about takfiri Islam. We're talking about the balanced path of the Ahlul Bayt. If somebody speaks the truth, what happens to them? What do? How do we respond? Very important, live bullets for us. The first thing, brothers and sisters, is that we don't think, oh, he got caught. The knee-jerk reaction, brothers and sisters, is to say, oh, he got it wrong. He didn't have good akhlaq, or he shouldn't have talked about it. Those are things we keep secret. We shouldn't broadcast that. The mistake is letting it out. No, brothers and sisters, we aren't going to hide from Islam, not even a little bit. No, brothers and sisters, it's an honor if Allah allows you to be the sharp end of the stick. Don't run away from the opportunity to speak up for the truth. This is that dua we make in the month of Ramadan. The Imam teaches us this. وَتَجْعَلْنِي مِمَّنْ تَنْتَصِرُ بِهِ لِدِينِكَ. Oh Allah, make me one of those people that you use to make your religion victorious. وَلَا تَسْتَبْدِلْ بِي غَيْرِي. And you don't replace me. I want to be that person. I want the honor of standing for the truth. Secondly, brothers and sisters, the world right now is more ready for the coming of the Mahdi than it was 20 years ago, than it was 400 years ago, than it was 1,000 years ago. The world is more ready for the Mahdi. Brothers and sisters, if we resist, it gets easier. There's a rule. We're taught this by the first Imam. He says, Sabaru ayyaman kasira. The believers, they are patient for a few short days. عَقَبَتْهُمْ رَاحَةً طَوِيلًا. After that, that's indefinite ease. The Imam explains the rule to us. He says, تِجَارَةٌ مُرْبِحًا. He says, this is a profitable transaction. It's true, you lose some, but you're gaining, you're winning. He says, يَسَّرَهَا لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. God makes it easy for the believers. What did the leaders say when it came to Islamophobia? Right now we're on the move, brothers and sisters. The leader said, when it comes to Islamophobia, brothers and sisters, don't give in even an inch. Don't apologize. Imam Ali teaches us that. He says, لَا تَعْتَذِرْ مِنْ أَمْرٍ أَطَعْتَ اللَّهَ فِيهِ. Never apologize for obeying God. He says, كَفَى بِذَلِكَ مَنْقَبًا. That is an honor for you. What did Imam Hussein teach us? When it comes to humiliation, he says, Allah wa inna da'i ibn da'i qad rakazani bayna thnatayn. What did he put me between? Bayna silla wa dhilla wa hayhat minna dhilla. Brothers and sisters, we don't apologize. We don't back down. Not when it comes to Islam. Not when we're this close to the victory. We don't give up. If we remain strong, brothers and sisters, God has promised us in the Quran, help is on its way. What does God say? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tansurullah yansurkum. If you help Allah, Allah will help you. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. We embrace the opportunity. We love this. Bring it on. So brothers and sisters, and this is now everybody and our responsibility, we need, as mu'mineen and mu'minat, to tell those other mu'mineen who are resisting that you're not alone. We support your stance. We want anybody to know, whoever stands for the truth on the face of the earth, if everybody else abandons you, the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib will not abandon you. We're not afraid. You're not alone. You keep saying the right things. Wherever you are, global resistance. Bayna sinna wa dhilla. Wa hayhat minna dhilla.
Wherever you are.